Jesus, Cain and Abel, down in Memphis, trading hands. Big girls are dancing on the tables, dancing for the bands. Put that paper down now, baby. I'm so low, I don't even see. Tell me something about my country. Tell me one good thing. King and Malcolm, Lamb and Lion.
And that's it for The Politics of Living for this morning. Stay tuned at 10:15 for Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, and at 11 o'clock, The Bike Show will bring you news and views of cycling in Portland and beyond. And for now, it's just 10 o'clock, and it's time after this announcement for Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia.
KBOO at the Clinton in our monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater will screen two films directed by Les Blank this month, Chulas Fronteras and Del Mero Corazon, on Thursday, June 8th at 7 p.m. Del Mero Corazon is a documentary on Chicano culture and America as it is expressed through music, focusing primarily on the Norteño sounds, featuring performances and interviews from Lil Joe and La Familia, Leo Garza, and more. Chulas Fronteras is a documentary about the music of the Mexican community on both sides of the Texas-Mexico border, particularly of migrant farmers. It includes materials about the roots of the music, but devotes principal attention to the music as a protest against oppression and racism. Again, these films will screen Thursday, June 8th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, June 7th, 2017, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio. And yes, indeed, we do have one extraordinary whistleblower as a guest on the show today. We're going to be speaking with Colleen Rowley, and of course, about what else? The hearing, James Comey is going to speak, and he has an opportunity right now to be, if you got to call it an opportunity, Comey's got some serious decisions to make about what he's going to say. We have reason to believe that he may actually say a great deal, but not everything. He's not the good guy in the white hat that he's been made out to be. He's kind of a standard regulation type of a civil servant. But that said, we'll hear more from someone who actually knows what they're talking about, and that would be Colleen Rowley. All of this, of course, refracts back onto the Russian game. And though a lot of people in the Democratic camp, progressive camp, dare I say, have discounted the effort to come to understand exactly what role Russia did play. And if not specifically the election, then in other areas, that we should be very, very cautious about simply rubber stamping and letting it go, which is looks like even progressives are wont to do. The reason I'm saying this is, to recall we were talking about a video called The Dubious Friends of Donald Trump. James Henry talked about this. A number of other guests on the show have talked about exactly what some of Donald Trump's operatives have been up to with Russian operatives. Operatives that would be a generous term to use in reference to some of Donald's friends. Some of these people are out and out murderous. They are they're mob guys. They are take no prisoners types. They have pasts that are splattered with blood, and of course, in the effort to follow the money, you could end up in some very strange places: Baku, northern Iran, and prison, just to name three. Before we get into that, let's just plow through a little bit of weather for here in Cascadia, because that's where we are, Cascadia, of course. A lot going on here. A lot of opportunities to take a stand on behalf of our habitat, our environment. Things don't look good for the environment. The oceans are dying. When the oceans die, there will be no more air. When there's no more air, there will be none of us. So, you know, you can sit there and think, well, Jordan Cove, we can afford to lose that battle. But we've also got the Tessaro Savage issues, the most enormous oil gas terminal on the West Coast is about. There's another hearing today, and if you want to go to that, we'll have all that information. But we are losing the atmosphere as we speak. We're having a little bit of trouble reaching our guest today, Colleen Rowley. So I am going to ask our engineer extraordinaire just to put on a tune or two while I go fetch another contact number, and off I go to do that right now. So say hello to Tunes. I'll be right back. Yeah. Well, we're having trouble reaching Colleen. She, of course, is a former FBI special agent and division counsel whose May 2002 memo to the then FBI director Robert Mueller, none other than, was exposed, which exposed some of the FBI's pre-9/11 failures, which looked, as time goes by, looked less and less like little accidents and more like, deliberate actions directed by the deep state. And that's exactly what we're kind of, what we want to look at. This is why the Russian issue is so important, because it does not, because Russia's involvement in the U.S. is, goes far deeper. The election, it was just a sidebar. It was, the election was a red herring to misdirect the attention of the American people, because we knew, of course, that it was not an election, it was an auction, and that what happened in the aftermath is a coup d'etat. But where were the Russians, adventures into America are important insofar as they happen in collusion with the deep state affairs. In other words, this third rail, the people who really are running the show in the United States of let's just call it the United States of high stakes, because that's what's in play right now. The U.S. is so close to now, post coup d'etat, the United States appears, and this is my opinion from my, based on observations, so close to becoming a third world country of value to the rest of the world, only insofar as its natural, as its resources can be parlayed into greater positions of power on the world stage. That's exactly what China is up to, and it is also what Russia is up to. These two players are much smarter than U.S. politicians give them credit for. U.S. politicians can't imagine anything, any entity or any one player to be smarter than themselves, because the limitations on their intelligence create a ceiling of which they are not able to transcend. So they have no idea what it is actually they're facing in China and Russia. This would go a long way to explaining some of the colossal missteps that they have made, which has put America in a very, very dangerous position, one which is unlikely that America will emerge from in the same form as she went in. It's likely that our so-called American way of life may be in for some radical changes. And we have our own internal enemies here within our borders. And I certainly don't mean anyone that the administration would characterize as dangerous, as a dangerous player. I mean, what we're talking about would be the bankers on Wall Street, and we've got Colleen Rowley on the line. We don't have much time, so we're going to go right over to her. Good morning, Colleen. Sorry about that. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Hello. I'm so glad you could talk with us today. I wanted to ask if you could tell us a little bit of what you know about Comey, and of course this chap Ray, who's going to be our new FBI guy. What are we likely to find in these? Well, certainly in Comey's testimony and in Ray's, the way he carries out his... Yes.
Offhand, and of course I've written an article on Consortium News about the histories, just some of the salient episodes and it's in some cases sorted background of both Robert Mueller and James Comey, who essentially were two peas in a pod. They were Department of Justice attorneys, U.S. attorneys, And then finally, both of them were FBI directors. They famously stood together the time in Ashcroft's hospital room when Bush administration had a form of martial law going on. So people have forgotten those stories, even though they were all front page news at the time. And again, many of them are very bad episodes in history. Mueller directed the post 9/11 roundup of innocent immigrants, and he was criticized for that. He presided over the anthrax investigation that targeted an innocent man, and the FBI had to pay over $5 million to that innocent guy. He also served many non-relevant national security letters, hundreds of thousands, on people's, their data, their metadata. I mean, since 9/11, Mueller and Comey have both authorized, or Comey especially, signed off on the torture tactics. He signed off on warrantless monitoring, and they were all part of that post 9/11 situation. Now that we're in the Trump administration, yeah, and Mueller has been appointed to be a special counsel on James, and including, by the way, James Comey's firing by Trump, which is a conflict of interest because